Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Outer Loop after the George Washington Parkway, the wreck reported on the right side. 95 in Virginia, our big delay is now in the southbound direction. You are slow before 234 in Dumfries, headed past Triangle and near Quantico. The right lane is blocked with a crash involving a truck. Part of the truck was off the roadway. Northbound 95 was slow, Dale City into Woodbridge, then crossing the Occoquan through Lorton, off and on into Newington and Springfield. Northbound 395 delays out of Springfield, headed past Glebe Road. The WTOP Traffic Center is presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows and get two free. Visit windownation.com. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
Here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff.
Partly sunny by afternoon, but this morning clouds. It is definitely much milder in the 50s, and a few spotty showers could cross our area through the first half of the day as the cold front works its way through. The cold air, a little slow to move on in. That's why we'll make it in the mid-70s through the afternoon with those winds. By this evening, though, the cooler air starts to really settle in. We're back in the 40s tonight. A chilly start to your Thursday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday. Highs only 60. That's a chilly day for sure. By Sunday, we'll be near 80, so just hang in there. It does get warmer eventually. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
61 degrees in Georgetown, 59 in Bowie, and 59 in Leesburg.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good morning. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. Coming up.
Now, this county is trying to keep young people out of trouble. I'm Neil Augenstein.
Ticket troubles. Why fans are frustrated about a highly anticipated basketball game. I'm Lynn Bowie.
If you take toll roads, the FBI and Virginia say you need to be aware of smishing. I'm Mike Marillo.
Just how bad is the air we breathe in the DMV? I'm Sandra Jones.
And the Senate approves a massive foreign aid package.
8 o'clock.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Biden administration is tweaking the rules on airline fees and refunds in a move to help consumers. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is at the airport in Phoenix.
These new Department of Transportation rules that will be going into effect say you can get a refund for a canceled flight. But if you're delayed more than 3 hours for a domestic flight or more than 6 hours internationally, you can also get a refund if you choose not to fly.
Just in, troubled Boeing reporting a smaller than expected first quarter loss of $355 million. Pro-Palestinian protests hit home for Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. More than 100 demonstrators were arrested near his home in Brooklyn. Riot police surround protesters on the campus of Columbia University, where they've been given another 48 hours to clear out.
There are millions of Palestinians within Gaza who are sleeping out in the cold every single night without access to food, without access to shelter.
The Senate has passed legislation that will send $95 billion in new aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. Majority Leader Schumer.
This bill is one of the most consequential measures Congress has passed in years to protect America's security and the future, the very future of Western democracy.
I'm Peter King. The bill includes a provision requiring the Chinese-based owners of TikTok to sell its interest in the app or face having it banned in the U.S. Lawmakers in the Biden administration fear the app tracks its users and can influence them politically from the outside. CBS News tech contributor Ann Schur says TikTok's competitors are worried about something else.
It could also create new tools for the U.S. government to clamp down on free speech just by citing national security concerns.
The bill would give TikTok's owners a year to divest itself of the U.S. version of the app.
A new analysis on how many people on Medicare could be covered for a popular weight loss drug. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder, editor-at-large for public health for the Kaiser, Foundation Families Health News.
KFF estimates that about 7% of Medicare beneficiaries, or about 3.6 million people, have cardiovascular disease and obesity and could be eligible for Medicare to cover Wegovy.
Less than 2 weeks ago, Lisa Pisano of New Jersey became the first woman and the second living human to receive a kidney transplant from a pig. She tells CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
I couldn't go up the stairs. I couldn't drive. I couldn't play with my grandkids. So when this opportunity came to me, I said, I'm taking it.
She was close to death after she suffered cardiac arrest twice. S&P futures up 12. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
8:03 on Wednesday, April 24th. We are at 61 degrees, highs in the mid-70s today. Good morning, I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. The top local story we're following this hour. In response to last weekend's disturbance at National Harbor involving dozens of teens, Prince George's County is taking emergency action. WTOP's Neil Augenstein says it comes in the form of a targeted teen curfew.
We really need to get a handle on these teenagers, for the most part, who are just running wild in commercial areas.
Prince George's County Council Chair Jolene Ivey voted in favor of the emergency legislation. It allows the police chief to designate juvenile curfew zones at the request of retail and commercial property owners. Once the zone is specified, teens 17 and under are prohibited after 11:59 p.m. on weekends and 10 o'clock on weekdays until 5 o'clock the next morning. Parents of teens who are out past this targeted curfew will face fines of $50 for a first offense to $250 for a third. Neil Augenstein, WTLP News.
Basketball star Caitlin Clark comes to D.C. in June when the Indiana Fever play the Washington Mystics. Due to high demand, that game was moved to a larger arena and tickets sold out in record time. WTOP's Lynn Bowie reports, though, the change in venue is causing confusion and frustration.
Fans who bought tickets when the game was being played at Entertainment and Sports Arena learned their tickets were canceled and their money refunded now that the game has moved to Capital One Arena. The Washington Mystics posted on X clarifying that Ticketmaster buyers still have tickets to the game in a comparable seat location at the same price and will get an email by Friday with instructions to access their invoice. But our news partner 7 News reports this is not the case for fans who used a third-party ticket merchant like Bethesda resident Candace Charlton, who bought her tickets on StubHub.
As soon as she announced for the draft, I started just trying to figure out, okay, what's the next step? How can I see her? I want the tickets. Yeah, I wanted to see her play.
She got a refund, but her tickets won't transfer. Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
And we will talk more with Lynn about this ticket snafu coming up at 8:15.
If you ever use toll roads, WTOP's Mike Murillo says there's a scam you need to be aware of.
The scheme doesn't use emails like a phishing scam. Instead, it uses text messaging. The scam is known as smishing, and the latest one involves text telling you you have unpaid tolls, and without clicking on a link, you risk paying a big late charge.
That link usually sends you to a bad place where if you provide information, it's going to be a bad outcome.
David Cottle heads up tolling operation for Virginia's Department of Transportation, and he says with toll operators in the state, they will send you text messages, but they won't ask you to click on a link.
You know, we basically say, hey, your account's running low.
The FBI has received more than 2,000 reports of the scam in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Virginia.
It doesn't seem to be hitting Virginia residents yet, but we're trying to get in front of it just to create that awareness so, you know, they're not caught off guard.
Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
You can see an example of the scam text and find out where to check a toll bill in Virginia at WTOP.com.
Air quality here in the DMV is apparently among the worst in the nation. WTOP's Sandra Jones has results of a new report from the American Lung Association.
The DMV gets an F grade when it comes to the quality of air we breathe every day.
We are better than we were last year. What we recognize is that there is more attention to lung health than there ever has been, especially after COVID.
Dr. Bobby Mahajan with the American Lung Association says the report is based on the amount of clean air days compared to the level of exposure to particle pollution and unhealthy ozone pollution. He also believes those Canadian wildfires that spread into the DMV may have played a role. His advice for those affected by pollution?
You kind of enhance the use of masks. just when you're going outside and on some of those days where it's worse. If someone does feel as though their underlying emphysema or asthma is getting worse, contact your physician early.
Sandra Jones, WTOP News.
Coming up right here on WTOP.
D.C. remains a leader in green. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
It's 8:08.
Something amazing is happening here. An extreme balancing act. Federal agencies are balancing employee demands for flexibility with the security and reliability the country demands. That's because CDW government optimized, deployed, and managed a secure and scalable laptop solution using Dell Latitude 5000 series notebooks. For sustainable solutions that balance flexibility and security, Dell Technologies and CDW government. Make amazing happen. Find out more at cdwg.com/dellfederal.
One more time, it's 8:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th in the WTOP Traffic Center. Rita Kessler.
Well, rush hour definitely in full force right now with the delays throughout the area. Let's start out in Maryland on 270. Southbound has the slowdown. In Urbana approaching 109. And then after 121, headed all the way to Montgomery Village Avenue and from 370 toward Falls Road. Then you have the delay before the lane divide headed on to the spur that'll take you to the point where it merges with the outer loop of the Beltway. We did have a report of a wreck on the outer loop after the George Washington Parkway. Maybe off the road to the right because I'm not really seeing much of a backup there. Outer loop also delays coming off of southbound 95 near 212, headed onto the outer loop all the way to Georgia Avenue. Inner loop delays headed past Route 1 in College Park. Then inner loop delays after Branch Avenue all the way toward the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. And then in Virginia, delays out of Springfield on the Beltway, on the outer loop toward Van Dorn Street, or on the inner loop headed into Annandale. And then a delay from 66 headed past the toll road with your lanes open. In the district, northbound South Capitol Street near Southern Avenue, the crash cleared. You may still find some delays. Blair Road is still closed between Aspen Street and Butternut Street in Northwest. An earlier wreck brought down a pole, so that is now a utility work zone. Back in Maryland, southbound I-97 before 178 in Crownsville, there had been a broken down vehicle in the roadway. However, that delay is easing back, so it may be gone. Northbound 4, however, is still slow near Woodyard Road or approaching Woodyard Road. It was near Woodyard that they had the crash. Inside the Beltway on Route 50, westbound delays from 410 now headed on to DC 295 and New York Avenue. The New York Avenue delay continues to Bladensburg Road, actually, and the DC 295 delay continues to Pennsylvania Avenue. The earlier wreck after 202 is gone. Inbound Suitland Parkway slows from Silver Hill Road all the way to and across the Douglas Bridge. Northbound I-295 heavy from the Beltway passing exit 1 and then again before the Suitland Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge. While 95 in Virginia, northbound after Lorton, the crash had been cleared to the left side. You are still seeing some delays in Woodbridge and then after the Occoquan into Newington, but it is southbound 95. Delays before 234 in Dumfries headed past Triangle, the crash involving the truck taking the right side of the roadway. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson with 3 years free maintenance. Go to fitzmall.com for the no haggle, no hassle price. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
And now 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff.
We'll go with partly sunny skies by afternoon and breezes, but early on some clouds and maybe a spotty shower or two. Temperatures not nearly as cool this morning as you head out the door. Into the evening with clear skies and a bit of a breeze, temperatures will start to drop back. I do think 40s are likely by tomorrow morning, so you'll definitely feel a little more of that chill in the air. As far as your Thursday afternoon, not as much in the way of sunshine and temperatures cooler. Only right around 60 degrees. Mid-60s for the day on Friday with partly to mostly sunny skies. Another system brings clouds on Saturday. Still mild, though. Upper 60s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
We are at 58 degrees in Rockville, 60 in Fort Washington, 62 in Ashburn already. Weather brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Tesla's income was down 55% in the first quarter compared to the same time last year, but its stock price surged in after-hours trading yesterday after the company said it would accelerate its production of new, more affordable vehicles. The smaller models apparently include a car expected to cost around $25,000 to be built on the same manufacturing lines as Tesla's current products. CEO Elon Musk says he expects production to start in the second half of next year, if not late this year. when it comes to environmentally friendly cities. WTOP business reporter Jeff Claybaugh says D.C. is a leader.
CNBC's list of greenest cities based on environmental policies, energy use, and sustainability ranks D.C. number 2, right behind Portland. When compared to states, D.C. is at the top of the list for LEED certified buildings per capita.
LEED stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, and almost 1,200 buildings in the district have earned that certification.
Coming up, Caitlin Clark is coming to town this summer, but some ticket holders may not be able to see the game. We will talk about that live with WTOP's Lynn Bowie. It's 8:12.
Beat the clock this Saturday, 9 a.m. for Ashley's biggest discount and save up to 30% off your furniture purchase. This Saturday at Ashley, visit homestores.homes for participating locations near you.
How can a small business be part of helping big agencies like the Marine Corps achieve a clean audit? On ASMC's The Business of Defense, Haley Lee shared how Redwood Strategy Group does it.
I think there's a lot of innovation that comes out of small businesses and being able to walk alongside our customers and really try to help them solve their, you know, critical challenges in a resource constraint environment, being able to bring that expertise to them.
To hear the full discussion, visit federalnewsnetwork.com and search ASMC.
The U.S. defense industry is large, complex, and competitive. It is also lucrative for those companies able to navigate it successfully. The American Society of Military Comptrollers helps bridge the gap between the boardroom and the battlefield while supporting transformation in the defense sector. The Business of Defense podcast brings you inside the companies working to achieve this, directly from the business leaders, and to understand how they create value for their companies and their customers. For more information on ASMC, visit asmconline.org.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no picking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Coming up, we'll have the latest on efforts to rebuild the collapsed Key Bridge. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Valvoline Advanced can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $35.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This is WTOP News.
8:15.
Fans are excited for the Washington Mystics-Indiana Fever game coming up in June and to see star point guard Caitlin Clark. The demand for tickets was so huge they had to change the venue to accommodate a bigger crowd.
WTOP's Lynn Bowie joins us live now to explain how that is actually creating some problems for fans. Lynn, fans are posting on social media that their tickets were canceled. How does that happen?
I know, right? Isn't it upsetting to have tickets to this highly anticipated event and then find out it's been canceled? So, according to the Washington Mystics, they tried to clarify all of this on X. They said that Ticketmaster had to cancel the orders and refund the money because of this change in venue. But they say that if you bought a ticket on Ticketmaster, you are still okay. You still have tickets. They are saving seats at Capital One Arena for you. You'll be able to buy them. They'll be in a comparable location at the same price. And you should expect an email by Friday with directions on how to find those tickets, and also an invoice for how to pay for them.
But what about fans who may have used a third-party merchant like StubHub to get their tickets?
Yes, that is an issue. So our news partner, 7 News, they spoke to Monumental Sports, which owns Capital One Arena, and they say if you used a third-party seller like StubHub, your tickets will not transfer.
Yeah, how does that work? So the ticket's just no good anymore because they're issuing new ones? Like, what's the way this plays out?
The ticket is invalid, and you will get a refund. But unfortunately for these fans, that's fine, but they don't want the refund. They want the ticket. They want to see the game,
right?
You know? So it's not good enough for them, but that's all they say they can do.
So are there any tickets, like, still available for that game?
So, yeah, so the Washington Mystics says that their tickets yesterday sold out in record time, but they plan to offer a second release of tickets. They'll announce more details late next week about that. I did check out StubHub to see how much tickets are going for this game. They're going for as much as $600 right now.
Oh, whoa. My gosh.
I know, a big markup.
What about, did you get a look at any of the cheaper seats?
The cheapest I saw was like $125.
Wow, so still not cheap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, it's going to be a big deal when it happens. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Goodness.
That is WTOP's Lynn Bowie joining us live.
Now a quick look at the top stories we're working on here at WTOP.
A melee at National Harbor spurs emergency legislation in Prince George's County.
There's confusion, as we've been telling you, for people who bought a hot ticket in town. Some of those tickets canceled.
And we're getting reaction now to the Senate's late-night approval of a massive foreign aid bill that'll help several countries, including Ukraine.
Keep it here. We'll have full details in the minutes ahead.
It's 8:18. Traffic and weather on the 8s. Over to Rita Kessler in the traffic center.
Well, let's update the situation in Virginia on southbound 95. That's where we have the backup from 234 in Dumfries headed toward Quantico. This is the crash along the right side of the roadway involving a truck. Part of the truck was completely off the roadway. So just keep an eye out for the response there. Northbound heavy, Dale City into Woodbridge. And then once you cross the Occoquan through Lorton and Newington, then in Springfield onto 395 to Edsel Road, from Duke Street to Glebe Road, and from the Pentagon, headed across the 14th Street Bridge into the district. 619 Bristow Road at Old Church Road was a report of a wreck. Herndon Parkway at Sterling Road is under police direction for that crash. Callers reporting major delays through the area. Now, on the Beltway, interloop delays in Prince George's County, slow before St. Barnabas Road, headed toward the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Beltway in Virginia, delays on the outer loop toward Van Dorn Street from Springfield, on the inner loop out of Springfield to Annandale, and then from the toll road, from 66 headed past the toll road. Now on the outer loop topside in Maryland, delays from southbound 95 onto the Beltway to Georgia Avenue, or onto the inner loop passing Route 1 in College Park. Southbound 270, slow before the lane divide onto the spur to join a delay that begins near the big curve on the outer loop to the point where they merge, headed past River Road. Before all this on 270, your southbound delays are in Urbana, passing 109, then after Clarksburg to Montgomery Village Avenue with the lanes open. Northbound Pennsylvania Avenue near Woodyard Road, that had been the scene of an earlier wreck. Those delays have eased significantly, so I wouldn't be surprised if that one is gone. However, southbound between Westphalia Road and Dower House Road, it is a single left lane getting by that work yet again, causing an early backup in the area. If you're on in the district on northbound South Capitol Street, that's where you're going to find your Southern Avenue. The crash is cleared. The lanes are open, but watch for any delays. Bring your friends and family to Lido Pizza on Wednesdays and get a free appetizer with any $25 purchase. Lido Pizza, family value since 1955. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Eileen Whalen. Good morning. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. You know, I'm so excited because I know it's kind of cloudy and gray right now. And temperatures, by the way, are, you know, some 15 to 25 degrees higher than 24 hours ago. It's going to be another warm day. But I'm really excited because I'm seeing on the satellite clearing skies in our northwestern zone. So around Martinsburg, Hagerstown, Frederick, starting to see that sunshine. And we're going to continue to see skies brightening here from west to east over the next several hours. As far as rain goes, not really seeing much at all on the radar. So overall today, pretty much dry. It is going to become a little breezy after this cold front slides through. Northwesterly winds today between 5 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to about 25 miles per hour. But temperatures are still going to be seasonably warm as we get into the low to mid 70s. Heading into the evening hours, the wind eases. We'll have partly cloudy skies overnight. Cooler out the door tomorrow in the 40s. And then tomorrow, some of us struggle to reach 60 degrees. And we're already at 60 right now. So just keep in mind, tomorrow is going to be much cooler than average. A slight chance for some patchy frost Friday morning. And we'll still be in the 60s for daytime highs on Friday and Saturday. Saturday trending dry for the most part, but your cloudier day. And then get ready for a summer-like feel starting Sunday into next week with high temperatures, guys, in the 80s. But right now, looking at temperatures in the 50s, we're at 59 right now in Darnestown. We're at 58 in La Plata. And 62 degrees right now in Northwest DC.
Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Your home is your number one investment. Protect it from unseen damage with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET.
Coming up, relatives who lost family members in crashes involving Boeing planes are meeting with the Justice Department. 821.
Farmers are the heartbeat of rural America.
Congress recently invested $20 billion in America's farmers and ranchers, focusing on conservation practices and profits for future generations. Today, these funds are at risk.
You're squawking over $20 billion, that USDA program. It's investment into the future for everybody.
If the funding was eliminated, it could hurt farms and families.
Tell Congress, protect this generational investment in the Farm Bill. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our Land.
Airline credit card rewards have helped grow America's travel and tourism industry. Last year, 15 million Americans traveled domestically using reward miles, supporting more than 183,000 jobs. But now Congress wants to pass a law that could eliminate credit card rewards and decimate the U.S. travel and tourism industry. Tell Congress to support travel and tourism jobs and oppose the Durbin-Marshall Interchange Bill. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/travel to take action. Paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
What's wrong with Rick? He's kind of spacey.
That's Rick's identical twin, Scott. He's not used to answering direct.
What's going on?
Rick asked me to keep it secret, but he asked his twin to cover his shift so he could go to Diamonds Direct to shop.
But this is a jewelry store.
Exactly. But the prices and selection are so much better at Diamonds Direct. Rick doesn't want the boss to get suspicious, so Scott's here in case the boss sees Rick at Diamonds Direct.
But that would mean that the boss is at Diamonds Direct, too.
Yeah? We have a lot of secrets.
You never know who you'll run into at Diamonds Direct. With unbeatable direct importer prices, the highest quality diamonds, the most sought-after designer rings, the best customer service, the strongest guarantees in the industry, it's just a no-brainer.
You think if Scott had a mustache, he'd look like me?
Go where everyone goes. Diamonds Direct. Your love. Our passion. Learn more at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is WTOP News.
8:23, I'm John Aaron.
I'm Michelle Bash. Pledges to rebuild after the Baltimore Bridge collapse have come from the governor all the way up to the president. In a WTOP exclusive, our Kate Ryan talks to the man in charge of the Port of Baltimore about progress from his vantage point.
It's possible to see what remains of Baltimore's key bridge, along with the cargo ship that struck it, from the Maryland Port Administration's offices in Baltimore. Jonathan Daniels is the executive director of the agency.
The importance of the bridge, not only the port operation, but for the movement of goods north and south, it cannot be overstated.
While there's good news about the channels being opened in phases, a 35-foot deep channel should open this week, and a 50-foot channel is planned to open by the end of May, Daniels said the loss of the bridge does have an impact on traffic generated by the port.
You have 39,000 vehicle movements on a daily basis.
Like Maryland Governor Wes Moore, Daniels is optimistic about the construction of a new bridge and the future of the Port of Baltimore. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
The Justice Department reportedly plans to meet today with the families from two deadly 737 MAX crashes.
The meeting, confirmed to CBS News by aviation lawyer Robert Clifford, who is suing Boeing in federal court, was launched in the wake of the Alaska Airlines mid-air door plug blowout. Investigators are looking into whether Boeing violated terms of a deferred